V-minus 53. Ford Residence, Birchwood, Colorado. Regime change? Timo sighed, shaking his head at the screen. What the hell is he doing talking like that? And this isn't Iraq, Libya, Venezuela. Hand me an atlas and I'll name you a dozen more. This is China.
Exactly, Emma said. It's not a threat, it's a deflection. He's trying to embarrass and isolate Ding with the Cold War and communist dictator stuff, and he's trying to put him on the defensive with that regime change comment. You know I don't like Godfrey, but he almost always knows what he's doing. It would be different if Slater had said those words, but Godfrey isn't a head of government and doesn't command a military or anything like that. They're just words. Stupid words, but just words.
But Slater must have signed off on everything he just said, Timo replied, still dumbfounded. Emma shrugged.
Look at all the things Cole said about Godfrey and about America last night. Ding must have signed off on all that.
I'm still willing to go through with these meetings if you think it's viable, Dan told her, cutting in before Timo could continue the same kind of analysis that the now muted ACN newscasters were conducting on TV. Emma thought quietly for at least 10 seconds, commanding everyone else's rapt attention as she did. Although a lot had changed in Birchwood, and it would have been a stretch to say that anyone was on top of things, Emma's gut instincts were still the group's trusted compass in times of difficulty or indecision.
Definitely viable, she eventually said, a lot more decisively than the preceding pause might have suggested. Godfrey in Buenos Aires, Cole in Havana, as soon as possible, and then we can work something out with Poppy. That one won't be so easy, but setting something up with Godfrey obviously won't be a problem, and the ELF will jump at the chance to host you in Cuba. This would be good outreach, even without the mind-reading angle, because...
I really need you all to stop saying mind-reading, Dan interrupted. Sorry, but I do. I can't dive into your memories or anything like that. I can only hear thoughts that are basically on the tip of your tongue. If you set up a meeting with someone who knows about thoughts and language, I'd be able to read his thoughts and explain this thing properly. But I feel weird enough knowing you guys know I can hear your thoughts. I don't need you thinking I can rummage through your minds and read all the way down. Smiling at what was a minor point in the scheme of things, Emma leaned over and kissed him in acknowledgement of the clarification.
Okay, so this would be good outreach even without the thought-hearing angle, because it gives the ELF and GCC leaderships something to think about besides attacking each other, and it also tells the public you're serious about unity and gives them hope that it's possible. I looked at the SMMA app on my phone as soon as Godfrey's speech ended to see the live social media reaction, and it's not pretty. War isn't a real prospect for 1,000 good reasons, but people are worried about it. A lot of people here aren't happy with Godfrey for being so reckless, and no one is happy with Cole being Cole or with Ding freezing non-ELF scientists out of the triangle analysis.
What do people think about the triangles? Timo asked. That analysis app used to show you breakdowns of individual topics, didn't it? Like we saw back in the IDA and Il Diavolo days. She turned her phone around to show Timo the relevant graphs and charts.
Yesterday it was 50-50 between people thinking the Zanzibar Triangle was real or a hoax, she said, commenting on the visual data for the benefit of the others who couldn't quite see it from their positions. After the second one turned up in Vanuatu, which most people had heard of for the very first time when Cole mentioned it 20 minutes earlier, the balance tipped towards a majority of people thinking it's a hoax.
What do you think? Tara asked her very directly.
I know we've talked about it and about how maybe Cole knew it was in Vanuatu before he mentioned Vanuatu, as a trap for Godfrey to call it out as a hoax when really it's not. But what do you think?
95% of me thinks it's a hoax, Emma said, choosing her words carefully. But we share more than 95% of our DNA with chimps. Sometimes it's that 5% that makes all the difference.
Should I call Godfrey to talk about setting something up as soon as possible? Timo asked. I don't mean to interrupt, but...
Emma moved her hand in a horizontal motion to tell him to think nothing of it. Let's leave Godfrey out of the setup, though, she said. I'll go to Slater so she can broker it. I don't want Godfrey to feel like he's in control, and I want him to know how pissed off Dan is by what he just said. And Dan, I also think we should tell Slater you were contacted last night. Then we'll see if she wants to tell Godfrey right away, or if she keeps it inside her own administration.
Can't we just be straightforward and tell them both? He asked.
Emma shook her head.
I want to know how close they really are, or how much of their new buddy act is just for the cameras. This is free information we can get with no extra effort. It also keeps Godfrey's ego in check if I go to Slater and not him, okay? I know you don't like this scheming kind of stuff, but I'm not asking you to do it. I'm just asking you if you're okay with me doing it on your behalf.
It's gotten us this far, Dan said with a knowing but ultimately warm smile. Emma picked up her phone and dialed the number.
President Slater, she said a few seconds later, walking away from the others to focus on the call, but not walking out of earshot. Yes, it's nice to hear your voice too. But tell me, are you alone right now?